Mitch, crazy to think, this is your very first final. Are you nervous?
No, it's just another game, isn't it? I guess I've been part of the Blues since 2008, and it's a pretty exciting week for everyone here, but it's been my first Shield Finals. A nice little way to finish the season as well.
Yeah, definitely. Had an epic win in the Marsh Cup. How much of a confidence boost, and I guess just your season in general, is it heading into this final?
Yeah, it's been an unusual season for everyone. We're playing cricket in April. It's round five of the footy this week, and we're still playing cricket. So it'll be interesting playing cricket in April and what the conditions we'll find ourselves in up in Brisbane. But it's really exciting for everyone after, especially a couple of days ago in the one day final, to win that one was a nice little kickstart to this finals week, I guess, if you like, and hopefully we can cap it off with a Shield win this week as well.
What kind of conditions are you expecting up there?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I haven't played up at AB Field for a little while. You probably get one of two things. Either you get a really flat wicket, which is going to be hard work for the 5 days and perhaps deteriorate and bring the spinners into it. Or you're going to get a little bit in it to start with, and depending on what the weather the week is going to hold, you could get some soft divots in there that harden up and create some chances for the fast bowlers. So we'll wait and find out today when we get up there for training. But look, that's what you get when you get to host the final. You can worry about that, and us as the visitors just going to have to play some good cricket.
There's an exceptional lineup of stars in the Blues side because of obviously the schedule and whatnot. But what are you expecting from Queensland? They've got an equal amount of pretty good players.
Yeah, they have. They haven't lost to. Well, I don't think they've lost anyone to IPL. So they've been a pretty settled side through the summer, apart from a couple of Aussie guys in and out. So they're a strong side. We saw them last week in Wollongong. I think they've only got one change there with Wildermuth coming back in. So we know what we're up against. Strong batters up the top there, some experienced bowlers, and Swepo, who's been their banker with the ball and in fourth inning spinning the ball. So for us, we know what we're coming up against. We're just going to have to play the better cricket, all the cliches aside. But it's going to be an exciting week for both teams.
It was a pretty impressive win, Marsh Cup. But these youngsters, Jack Gabriel, Sean Abbott, not youngsters, but they've played very well. What do you make of their game at the moment?
Yeah, they're going great. Jed was outstanding last week, 2 days ago with his 100. Shawnee has been phenomenal for a few years, and his consistency is getting better and better. And it's exciting for us older guys to watch them come through and perform like they do on the big stage in finals and big games. It's impressive. So we had a few guys who had not much experience in the last Shield game step up with the bat and perform really well, so hopefully that can continue this week, and we can put our most all-round performance together as a group and hopefully finish the week with the Shield.
You haven't really stopped, I guess. Personally, how are you feeling in your game at the moment? Do you feel good? Because as you said, it's been a pretty long summer.
It's been a grind, but it has been for everyone. So, I'd be lying if I didn't see the finish line at the end of the week. But it's a big carrot there to finish the season with a Sheffield Shield for everyone, for this group especially. It's a big week. It's a special week. But I'd be lying if I wasn't looking forward to a bit of time off as well.
Do you take a lot of time off following this heading, and then you get a bit. Winter schedule obviously starts up, so
yeah,
how long will you plan just to rest?
It depends a lot on that winter schedule. We've got the Caribbean penciled in there, so if that goes ahead, it'd probably only be a few weeks for the fast bowlers. Batters get a lot longer, which they're lucky for them, but it'll be tools down, it'll be just refresh mentally and physically, take care of a few things that I've personally been managing for a little bit with my body. So, one more big push to hopefully a Shield final, and then rest up and watch some footy and play some golf.
Yeah, body feeling good?
It's okay. It's April. It's been going since June. So, it's like everyone. You manage things throughout the year and no different for myself. So, it's good enough for another week.
Nice to have a bit of a rest. The winter schedule, though, how important would that be to get a bit of international cricket under your belt before the Ashes?
Yeah, look, I said just before, I'm not looking too far ahead. It's almost the way of the world at the minute with the COVID situation. It's 1 week at a time, but the winter schedule is what it is, and I'll look forward to that and plan to that after I've had a break and recharge the batteries and hopefully get the handicap down. So, Yeah, look, it's, as I said, you know, cliches aside, it's a big week this week, but then I think everyone needs that chance to refresh and recharge, and then we'll focus on the international schedule when it comes.
This bonus point system that's coming into play, does that change your game plan at all for this final?
I think it's a really good thing. I think it means that the game's sort of in play the whole time. I think we've seen in years gone by that the home team they don't have to win, so they can play the way they want and not have to worry about pushing for a victory. So to have the bonus point system there, I think, is a big carrot for us to, we're going to be in the game for the 5 days, especially regardless of what Queensland want to do with the game. We haven't had, sat down so far as a group and discussed how we're going to take on the week. You know, we've got a couple of days up in Brisbane once we get there today to train and discuss all that. But it's exciting. I think it's a good thing for the Shield final, and hopefully see some exciting cricket.
Did you catch any of the Masters yesterday? Matsuyama having a win?
Yeah, there's been a few of us that kept an eye on it. It's what a tournament. It's fantastic to watch. It's tough golf. We all love our sport, so big win for him and for golf. And look, that's what I look forward to in my time off, watching the golf, playing golf, watching the Giants. It'll be a good few weeks.
Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.